Okay. We're talking with Christopher Lehman, the principal for Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia. Science Leadership Academy is a member of the School District of Philadelphia. Chris has been working with his faculty on the understanding of Pennsylvania's academic standards. And some questions came up during a workshop that we'd like Mr. Lehman to explain or share with us about the value of the integrating the standards. The first question we have is, how come teachers should actually study the Pennsylvania academic standards?
Well, I think you have to be, I think there's a pragmatic reason and then sort of a philosophical reason. The pragmatic reason is that these are the PA state standards and we're a Pennsylvania public school, and therefore we will be held accountable for them, and therefore we need to be familiar with them, we need to teach to them, we need to make sure that the curriculum that we create addresses them, or we do both ourselves and our students a disservice. Secondly, I think there is something to the notion of community standards, and public education, you know, is a public good, and therefore there are general standards that we should all follow. Now, I happen to subscribe to the belief that was put forth by Lyndon Johnson, Secretary of Education, when he was asked, well, shouldn't there be a national, you know, what would national standards look like? And his response was, we should keep them as broad as possible. And I agree. But I think within broadly defined standards of skills and content, you can do a lot of good.
What are some of the challenges that educators in general or your faculty at Science Leadership Academy would have with the academic standards?
Well, there's the constant battle of depth and breadth, right? And one of the things that we see in some of the state standards is they sometimes resemble standards by committee, and therefore it's everybody trying to get their line in. And what you want to avoid, you know, the sort of worst of what the standards can become is this sort of sense of it's Tuesday, we must be in Belgium, and this notion that high school education should be whipping through as many facts as humanly possible and hoping to God the kids get some. The best of what the standards are and what much of the way the standards are written is dealing with skills, with the marriage of skills and content, and really digging deep into skills and what are the skills we think are necessary for kids to learn and how can we teach them in broadly defined ways. So I think some of the challenges are keeping that in mind. I think some of the other challenges are not serving so many masters that you get lost, right? I mean, it's you have essential questions, and you have core values, and you have state standards, and you have the PSSAs, and you have all of these things, and it starts to become a muddled mess. And so the trick is, I think, for us to keep in mind our values, keep in mind our essential questions, and then allow the state standards to serve our educational model. And I think they can, but I think it really requires almost a sort of hierarchical level of thinking about where do you fit things in, where do you make things work, how do these things interrelate. If you're just trying to teach the standards as sort of on that same level as all the other things you're doing, that's when you sort of get into the level of a muddled mess. And I think that's a danger. And I think that with each education reform movement that comes by, with each curriculum reform movement that comes by, you see that where sort of things get washed over, or things become, people don't want to give up what they did, they don't want to change something new, but they have to, and you end up with a sort of the worst of all possible worlds as opposed to the best. I think one of the things that what we have, which is wonderful about SLA, is we have a clearly articulated vision, a clearly articulated mission, and a clearly articulated manner of teaching. That is, you know, if you walk into any classroom in SLA, you really feel it. So then the question becomes ensuring that the standards work for that model, not the other way around. And I think that that's the key. And I think that because of the way the standards are built, we can do that, but you can't sacrifice the goals and values and mission of this school just to say we hit the standards. And I don't think we will.
Well, assuming that the methods of instruction and the core values of Science Leadership Academy are good for students, is it your hope that this model of learning is replicated and we provide evidence with the standards? Or is it that this model of learning is one way that you can learn among a variety that are useful for students?
I think yes is the answer to that, funnily enough. I would love to see, I hope that no one ever just takes what SLA does, takes our unit plans and our curriculum book and goes, great, let's replicate. Because the model of this education is actually not necessarily the unit plans or curriculum itself. The model of this education at the end of the day is a group of passionate educators coming together around a vision and creating standards-based education with a particular bent, with a particular pedagogical vision. And there's a million ways to do that within the standards. And I think what we want to prove is that a school can have a unique sense of self and still teach to the standards. And what hopefully the success of SLA will bring is allow other educators to come together as a community and do what we do, as far as answering those asking and answering those kinds of questions. If they come to the same answers as we do, great. And they end up using some of the things that we do, great. And certainly no one should reinvent the wheel if we've got a good one. But by that same token, why we're also passionately invested in SLA is because we created it. And hopefully what we're doing is getting back to that notion of school-based curriculum addressing a state standard.
At the end of the day, your faculty are walking out of this workshop with several unit plans that have been linked to the academic standards. What does that look like for you? Is that the end of the process? Is that the beginning?
I don't think there is an end to this process. I think that it's a great start. And I think what this is a workshop that, hopefully now that we sort of have this as a model, we won't need to do a lot of the sort of building to it. But I think every quarter we have to sit down and look at the standards and look at our units and say, how do our units address the standards? And then also step back and say, how does the curriculum as a whole look? Right now we're doing sort of atomized units. Well, there needs to be the point where we sit down with a year's worth of curriculum and say, okay, what have we done? And we did that in the beginning. I mean, you and I actually in the very curriculum, to create the curriculum summits, stuff really sat down and said, what are the standards that we're going to have to do? What is the content and the skills these kids are going to need to do? How are we going to do that? We've all done that sort of on its broadest level as we planned last summer, as we planned last year. Well, now that we have the units in place, we're going to have to sort of back map and say, did we do what we think we did? And that's going to be a big piece of the puzzle. And we're going to have to constantly redo that and revise that because, again, it's not like next year's teachers or 5 years from now, teachers, or 10 years from now, teachers are ever going to come into SLA and be handed a curriculum and say, teach this. We're constantly going to be reinventing and reimagining and re-envisioning, and that's the way someone who joins this faculty 7 years from now is going to feel as invested in the project as someone who's here now. If we ever become a place where our curriculum is standard, even if it's standardized within a building, then we're just delivering instruction, not teaching. And we always want to be teachers, and part of that means revisiting curriculum, having reflective practice, constantly remapping what we do.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Christopher Lehman, the principal of Science Leadership Academy, and that's it for this edition of SLA by Design.